Okay. I used to always think it was weird when people would embrace someone who passed. I found it bizarre to hold the hand of a person you knew was no longer there. You never really knew where they went, only that they had gone to a land foreign to you. Maybe heaven, or maybe they were reborn. I never really cared because I never experienced loss. I was baffled at people who held the hand of their loved ones who had passed, until my grandmother died and I held her hand. My grandmother died last night. Most people grow up knowing more than one grandparent. They get greeting cards in the mail from their grandparents for their birthdays. They spend summer fishing with their grandfathers. I never had that. I grew up with two grandmothers. My grandpas died when I was very young, and I don't have a recollection of them. My paternal grandmother died when I was 8. I remember she used to snore, and I found a fear of mine come true as I've started to forget her face more and more as I've grown up. But my maternal grandmother wasn't like that. We would visit her in the mountains in Mexico every Christmas, and she only got a couple of stations on the TV. We would eat nothing but beans and eggs for 2 weeks, and we were grateful. It was more than our parents had growing up, and sometimes we took advantage of that. But she was never hard on us. She was happy living as simply as she could, but she enjoyed living alone, but she also enjoyed having us around. I used to question why my mother turned out so strong, or why people say they admire me for being so strong. And I see now that it was because of my grandmother. And I wish I had told her that before she died. That all the women she raised turned out as strong as they did because of her. My grandmother didn't have it easy. Her mother left when my grandma was very young. She knew my grandfather wasn't the best choice for a husband because her father warned her, but she married him anyway. He made many, many mistakes, but none of them were the kids that they had together. You could never meet someone who upheld her vows like my grandma did. For better and for worse. He was mean sometimes, but she stuck with him. For richer and poorer. My mom and her siblings would work in the field when they were kids so they would have money for food after my grandpa got sick and could no longer provide for the family. In sickness and in health, my grandfather had to have both his legs amputated. To death do them part, he died, and no matter his shortcomings, my grandmother stayed with him till the very end. When I was 9, my dad left us. My grandma didn't hesitate to come to California and help my mom. She lived with us and helped her, and took care of us. She never faulted my mom for my dad leaving. She was never mean to my dad for what he did either. She was just there for all of us. She helped raise my brother and I, without questions. Her mother wasn't around, but that never stopped my grandmother from being there for my mom and her sisters. It never stopped her from being there for any of her grandchildren. Even when we made mistakes, and even when we weren't around as much as we should have. She was there for every one of us. Her heart and her home were always open to all of us. My grandmother was humble. She came from nothing and lived humbly her whole life. But make no mistake that she wore the crown that wrapped itself around the heart of every single person who was lucky enough to share her blood. She was a queen in our eyes. Just look at everything she accomplished. The seeds she planted will live on within all of us. I know that she is in a kingdom far better than the one we live in now. I know she is in every single one of our corners, and I know she is without pain. But it is hard to fathom a life without her because she is everything. She was everything. She was a fire, and she lit up every single dark corner she ever came across. I miss her, and she's only just gone. She is eternal, and she will live on inside all of us. She is no longer in pain, and she is at peace, and I hope I get to see her on the other side. I hope she is there to greet me if I ever get there, and that is the thought that brings me peace. I saw her An hour before she passed, the last thing I told her was, "Grandma, I love you." She moved her hand and it felt like she heard me. I hope she is listening now, wherever she is. Grandma, I love you. Rest in peace.